Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed trade for grain futures, up 2 cents in corn on the front month corn March at 413 and three quarters. December of next year, 436 and three quarters, up 2 cents. We're seeing some farmer selling of next year's corn crop because they feel that with the current situation around the world and the current supply situation, that 436 may be a good number for next year's corn crop, and they're slightly profitable at that level. So we're seeing a good deal of farmer movement on that front. Beans a penny and a half lower today. January beans down 1 1/4 at 10.37. And then wheat futures are higher, up 7 to 8 cents, with July of 2015 Kansas City wheat trading at 6.75, up 8 cents. That is favorable to us here in the Southern Plains. Continue talk out of Russia that the grain lobby is wanting to push the export restrictions past March 1st, giving the grain companies and grain organizations time to prepare for export restrictions or export tariffs. But that will develop here as the lobby continues to push for that. Trading hours going into the weekend. We're closed tomorrow at noon, and then we'll open back up Friday morning for a 9:30 open and the regular close.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
There isn't too much action on the news front on this light news week and light trading week due to the Christmas holiday. One report on Thursday, the export report, which is on Christmas Day, is going to be delayed until Monday morning. So that's a little bit different than normal. And then something else that's changing is the overall economics of the grain and the transportation and logistics part of the grain trade. We're seeing that barge freight is at a five-year low due to the cheaper gas prices and also cheaper rail. If you'll remember, in North Dakota, a lot of that oil was being shipped by rail, and they could not find enough rail cars, as that seems to lower. The rail system has also lowered. So the overall complex, for at least for transportation, is getting more favorable for the farmer due to the fact that less cost to transport it. Also, we're seeing today that the U.S. GDP is the highest or strongest in the third quarter in 11 years. We had 5% growth, and partially due to the same reasons that rail's cheaper, and that's because energy prices are lower, and that's helping the American consumer out, and they could possibly afford higher food prices with lower oil.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, up February live cattle down 22 at 160.60, April down 60 at 159.62. January feeder cattle down 340 at 217.10, March down 375 at 215.22. February lean hogs up 140 at 81.65, and April up 125 at 83.80. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat 7 higher at 664 and 3 quarters. May up 7 at 669 and 3 quarters. March Chicago wheat closing up 9 and 3 quarters at 635 and a half. March corn up 2 and a quarter at 414. May up 2 and a quarter at 422 and a half. January soybeans a quarter higher at 1038 and a half. March unchanged at 1045 and 3 quarters. March cotton down 22 at 61.82. May down 7 at 62.42. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.